from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
People will be talking about J.D. Vance, the freshman senator from Ohio, just to our west, officially accepting the vice presidential nomination at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last night. And the 39-year-old Marine Corps veteran, who is also, ironically, they keep attaching his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, which became a film, to his credits, which actually, I'm sure in his mind, and I'd be curious, someone will ask him eventually, did you ever imagine that your memoir would become a motion picture? And then, because of the notoriety, you pointed this out, Paul, his book is back up on top as a bestseller.
Now, Larry, part of that story in Hillbilly Elegy is his difficult early years. His mother, as it turns out, was addicted to drugs and alcohol. And that topic came up tonight in his comment, or last night in his comments.
Our movement is about single moms like mine who struggled with money and addiction but never gave up. And I'm proud to say that tonight my mom is here, 10 years clean and sober. I love you, Mom.
That was a very powerful moment, no doubt. So people got to know J.D. Vance a little better last night.
And now people are going to get to perhaps see a very different side of Donald Trump when he accepts the nomination tonight. That, by the way, will be carried live here on News Radio KDKA.
And we have a correspondent there from our brother station at KYW in Philadelphia. We'll check him in with our 8 o'clock hour. We also have additional reaction throughout the morning. But I think in some ways, this young lady stole part of the show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kai Mazin Trump. I am the granddaughter of Donald Trump. I'm speaking today to share the side of my grandpa that people don't often see. To me, he's just a normal grandpa. He gives us candy and soda when our parents aren't looking. He always wants to know how we're doing in school. When I made the high honor roll, he printed it out to show his friends how proud he was of me.
And Kai is just 14 years old and spoke last night. Also, a 98-year-old veteran, a World War II veteran, spoke.
I've seen more pictures of him in my news feed and on X and Facebook than I had expected to see. I expected to see much more of other things, but
right.
this fellow's speech, I'd like to see if I can locate some of that.
Yeah, we will. And
maybe we can find a section of it to share with our listeners, because whatever he said, it had to be pretty good. I missed it.
And the obvious highlight tonight as they wrap up the Republican National Convention will be Donald Trump's official or formal acceptance of the nomination. And I think a lot of people are curious, because he told Selena Zito, journalist here from Pittsburgh, that he's changed his speech and it's going to be more about unity. So it'll be interesting to hear, is this going to be what we typically would hear from Donald Trump? All indications are no. So we'll find out. And more details continue to come in. There is so much focus, as there should be, on the security lapse of what happened Saturday evening. And some of this stuff, Paul, when you see it, you just can't understand how this was allowed to happen, because there were plenty of warning signs prior to shots fired, right?
There were.
They had photos of a suspicious character well in advance, 26 minutes. They also saw the backpack.
They saw the rangefinder.
And the questions are, why wasn't he stopped before he had a chance to get on the roof? Apparently, he was only on that roof for 7 minutes, cited by bystanders, people attending the rally, brought to the attention of the police. That man has a gun. And then, once the shots were fired, it took one shot from the Secret Service sniper team that was not the ones you have seen just to the right of the stage and the podium. There's two snipers you see up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one shot did not come from them. Apparently, there could have been a tree in the way that they couldn't see clearly.
But there was another pair of snipers to the other side
right.
of the stage, yeah.
And it was another sniper, because it was a single shot, apparently, that took down the shooter. And then President Biden testing positive for COVID-19, and his inability to complete the work he was doing as campaigner, but he says he's fine to continue to work as president, even with a positive COVID-19. We're told it is a mild case at this point, and he's taking that Paxlovid. Is that how you say it?
Paxlovid.
Paxlovid, which we heard so much about toward the end of the COVID crisis.
It's a combination of two drugs. You take it in...
You just took it.
Yeah, you take it in three pills at a time, and there's two drugs between the three pills. It's an antiviral, and it basically, for me at least, there were no side effects while I was taking it, other than a metallic taste in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah. That was about it, but I found it to be very helpful to have it. I've had it before.
Did it prevent you from making banana bread?
It did not. I made banana bread.
Where is it?
It's out there. I was so busy, I haven't even been able to hatch it out yet.
Pat Septak, our news editor, is out there. He's got his Pirates jersey on, ready for this weekend's Yinzerpalooza with the Bucks and Phillies. Yeah, we don't see it out there.
Yeah, Pat's going to have to be the one to get out the gear and put it out for everybody. Okay. I'm not going to be able to get out there for a while.
All right, but thank you for
doing
that.
I'm trapped here with you, Larry.
Your banana bread is quite literally the best of the best.
Thank you.
And I brought in a Bundt cake.
I see that.
No, it's not a Bundt cake. It's, what do they call that?
Burnt almond tort.
Thank you. Burnt almond tort. Look at you. Total Recall. Paul's got it. We got it on the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. You'll love it. Just had a friend going to Italy. Says, Lair, I'm taking my Odyssey app. I just keep an eye on what's going on in Pittsburgh. Well, he's out of the country. So, yeah, it's a digital quality audio, and we'll keep you posted on everything that's going on in and around the burg. And a lot of people still talking about, obviously, this security lapse. I mean, people are actually experts from every possible service have weighed in, and they want something done about it.
I can't believe the vast number of former Secret Service agents that I've seen interviewed or heard interviewed in the days since the assassination attempt, Larry. They just came out of the woodwork. I mean, our guy, Ron Layton, you know, he's readily available and a frequent guest on KDK.
Who served four presidents in the Secret Service. So he's done hundreds of security setups like you saw at a rally and like we saw at Butler. So the question is, how did this come about?
So I don't know if you've seen this video yet. I just caught a glimpse of it again as I was preparing for coming in this morning. I saw a video of at least one, I think there were two, but I think at least one United States senator following the head of the Secret Service and hounding the head of the Secret Service, telling him, I think it was Marsha Blackburn,
right?
Senator Blackburn, who was saying, you owe the people an explanation. I mean, she was following her like a snapping dog after a postal service delivery person.
I saw that video. This is from last night, right?
I guess so.
At the Republican National Convention. Well, CBS's Meg Oliver is in Butler.
New video shows former President Donald Trump arriving at Butler Memorial Hospital Saturday, just minutes after surviving an assassination attempt. U.S. Secret Service are seen surrounding his SUV.
There he is.
For rushing him inside the ER. Over an hour earlier, the alleged assassin, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was caught on video wandering around. A local tactical sniper also snaps photo of him roughly 26 minutes before he climbed onto a building and attempted to kill the former president. Crooks had on him a phone and what appears to be a remote transmitter, potentially intended to set off suspicious devices he had in his car and home. According to a law enforcement bulletin obtained by CBS News, Crooks received multiple packages over the last several months, some possibly containing hazardous material. A CBS News analysis has found the sniper team closest to the shooter would have had their line of sight likely obscured by trees, making it difficult for them to see him clearly. The team farther away had to reset before taking the single shot that neutralized the target. A private funeral is planned on Friday for Corey Comparatore, the retired firefighter killed. Meanwhile, two others have been upgraded from critical to serious condition, including 74-year-old James Copenhaver, shot twice.
He loves his country. He's somebody that you would want as your next-door neighbor.
Crystal Barr is Copenhaver's family friend.
How's he doing?
I think he's definitely on the road to recovery. People went there for an exciting day, and instead, lives were changed.
Multiple federal agents.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Agencies have launched investigations into the Secret Service failure here. Former President Trump will not return for the victim's funeral on Friday due to security reasons. Meg Oliver, CBS News, Butler, Pennsylvania.
So we have those details and more to come. Apparently, they were able to break into Crook's phone and got photos and his computer. And so they're starting to piece some timelines together, but they haven't related this to any other person or group outside of him being perhaps just a lone wolf.
A couple of things that did stand out to me. One of them from Meg's report there is the number of packages that came in the months before. So that indicates planning. The other thing is I heard that one of the things they've turned up in the search of his computer is repeated searches for major depression. Also, he was involved in several encrypted platforms, and they're having trouble finding out what was going on there.
Well, he did, as you heard, visit the rally site before Saturday to kind of case it. He had pictures of a lot of politicians, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and was searching the details of the Democratic National Convention as well as where Donald Trump was going to be. Obviously, if he is from the region, the best opportunity for him proximity-wise was just to the north in Butler. And you're right, he had a search history where he showed researching depression disorders. And I'm sure more details will emerge. We'll keep you posted. And coming up, more on J.D. Vance's speech last night. And also, you mentioned that 98-year-old World War II vet who stormed the beaches at Normandy.
Yes, I have his name now. His name is William Peckrell.
And you'll hear from him coming up right after the news in just a moment.
Now, I pledge to every American, no matter your party, I will give you everything I have to serve you and to make this country a place where every dream you have for yourself, your family, and your country will be possible once again.
J.D. Vance, part of his official acceptance of the nomination to be the vice president and running mate of Donald Trump last night in Milwaukee. And it wasn't the only speech that got attention, Paul.
People are posting on social media quite a lot about the man named William Peckrell. He's a Milwaukee native and a decorated World War II veteran, Larry, 98 years old, and he was one of the speakers.
And here's part of what he told the crowd.
America, people say, people is an idea, America is an idea, but I believe America is much more than that. America is our home. You know, and I was fighting in Europe, and I came back home, kissed the ground, thanking God that I'm back home in my country. And where I come from, when somebody comes for me, for my home, you dig in your boots in the ground and never look back.
He is a D-Day survivor, hit the beaches, and obviously the probably got the biggest applause is when he said if Donald Trump is reelected, he's willing to re-enlist.
Larry, he got two Bronze Stars and a Silver Star for Second World War service, and he also was the Grand Marshal of the Veterans Day Parade in Milwaukee back in 2019. What a character.
And the other speech that got a lot of attention is Donald Trump's 14-year-old granddaughter, Kai.
I love that one.
And she just listed a portion of this. It's politics aside, please, if you could take a break. She's just seems like a very sweet girl.
And I'll have to call him back later. When we play golf together, if I'm not on his team, he'll try to get inside of my head. Yeah, I know. And he's always surprised that I don't let him get to me. But I have to remind him, I'm a Trump too. Even when he's going through all these court cases, he always asks me how I'm doing. He always encourages me to push myself to be the most successful person I can be. Obviously, he sets the bar pretty high, but who knows? Maybe one day I'll catch him. On Saturday, I was shocked when I heard that he has been shot, and I just wanted to know if he was okay. It was heartbreaking that someone would do that to another person. A lot of people have put my grandpa through hell, and he's still standing. Grandpa, you are such an inspiration, and I love you. The media makes my grandpa seem like a different person, but I know him for who he is. He's very caring and loving. He truly wants the best for this country, and he will fight every single day to make America great again. Thank you very much.
Kai, not bad for a 14-year-old.
Very, very composed for a young lady of that age, yeah, to be able to get up in front of that audience and speak and have, you know, she had a little personality.
You know, the part that you didn't play, we heard earlier, though, about her talking about him giving her, you know, sodas and candy behind her parents' backs and stuff like that. I really think that it would be a great idea at every political convention to have the grandchildren come out and tell on grandma and grandpa, whoever's running for president or vice president.
Well, and what she said was funny because she'd be at school and she'd get a phone call. It's grandpa. And she'd have to tell him, I'll call you back. I'm in school. Right? That's,
you know, so, and he's used to calling people and getting people on the phone right away.
Right.
I don't think it even probably entered his mind.
Right. So tonight, Donald Trump will speak and formally accept the party's nomination. Mm-hmm. We'll have more on that coming up. We're going to check on our weekend weather next on the Big K Morning Show. Let's go to Joe Lundberg for details about the rest of the weekend. Joe, very encouraging day. And normally, when we talk to you, we're talking to you about severe weather potential.
Yes, but not today. In fact, the weather should be very inactive over the next several days. I mean, really, the only thing that we've got on the forecast is the risk of a shower on Saturday, and that's probably south and east of the city. I think areas to the north, without question, stay dry. And that's really the only game in town for the next 5 days across the area.
And then after that, it looks like, yeah, by the time we get to next week, we're flirting with 90s again.
We're flirting with 90s, but I think that's only going to last for a couple of days, maybe into Monday, perhaps Tuesday. But I think after that, the weather becomes more active, not in terms of severe weather, but just more clouds. And there's going to be a lot of moisture coming up from the western Gulf of Mexico up through the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys, Ohio Valley, and into our area. So I think we're going to have multiple opportunities for some shower and thunderstorm activity. And we kind of need the rain. So hopefully we can cash in on some of those opportunities next week.
I know, Joe, at my place yesterday, there was a downpour. I mean, it was really a good solid maybe 20, 30 minutes of rain. Do you have any rainfall totals?
0.64 at the airport, you know, so you're right. I mean, there was, you know, some gusty winds and a tropical downpour. I'm sure that there were some places that had closer to an inch of rain, but it wasn't widespread. There were some places that got less than a quarter of an inch of rain out of this. So, I mean, it was nice. That was a nice drink, but we need more of this. And unfortunately, the next 5 days, we dry things out more before maybe those opportunities reappear later next week. And again, I don't think it's going to be severe weather next week. I just think it's showers and some embedded thunderstorms starting on Tuesday.
All right, Joe, appreciate the update. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
You too. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. And Paul, they did have in Arkansas, in the Ozarks, National Weather Service said 11 inches of rain fell last night.
Where?
The Ozarks in Arkansas and Missouri.
Oh, that's not good.
Buildings flooded, bridges washed out, people evacuated. Marion County, Arkansas, was actually hit the worst.
It's clean up. I've got mopping and sump pumps and stuff going to the courthouse and just clean up and go from there.
Yeah, so you go one extreme to the other. While we could use a little more rain, certainly don't want 11 inches in one night. Smokey Robinson will be one of the featured performers. HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment. Next Thursday or next Friday night, it's Pat Benatar, Hall of Famer, and her husband Neil Giraldo, world-class guitarist. Then Saturday, BK Jackson and his saxophone. He's performed with Prince and Smokey Robinson. And another superstar artist. You can learn more at hm3.org, hm3.org. That's next Friday and Saturday night in the North Hills in a private backyard amphitheater setting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.